Good morning, children. How are you guys doing this morning? Happy to be here? I am. This morning I have a little story to read. And then we have a little object lesson to see if we can learn something today. I've been finding it's kind of hard to figure out what to talk about up here, because it seems like everything's been talked about, but I know that we all need to be reminded a bunch of times of how we're supposed to live life. And so we're going to read this story and we're going to see what we can learn. Crash went the glass from the window as it shattered onto the back porch. Kevin stared at the broken window. He could hardly believe it. I didn't know I could throw a football that far. The throw had been a nice spiral too, but it went right through the back porch window. I guess I shouldn't have thrown it toward the house, he thought, as he ran up to see what had happened. Looking at the mess, he thought, Mom and Dad are going to be mad at me when they get home, but I'll probably have to pay for the new window, and I hardly have enough money to buy Mom's birthday present. Maybe, just maybe, I won't have to tell them I did it. If they ask me, I'll have to tell them, but if they don't ask me, then maybe it won't be like lying. Then something popped into his mind. He remembered what his Sunday school teacher had said just the week before. They had been reading in Acts about Ananias and Sapphira and what happened to them when they lied. Boys, their teacher said, telling the truth is so very important. There is no such thing as a little white lie in God's sight. Those who are not Christians think nothing of lying about something if it will help them. But the penalty that fell on Ananias and Sapphira show what God thinks about lying. Yes, boys, a lie is an awful thing, and often it is just the beginning of a path of sin. Also remember that an acted lie is just as bad as a spoken lie. Someday, one of you may be tempted to hide something by keeping quiet. In God's sight, that is just another way of lying. When Satan tells you to keep quiet, ask God to help you tell the truth and not sin by keeping quiet. He will help to do what is right and pleasing to him. Just then, Kevin's parents drove into the driveway. As Kevin went around to the front, he asked God to help him tell the truth. Kevin's father immediately saw that something was bothering him. What's wrong, Kevin? He asked. I broke the back porch window with my football, and I'm really sorry. How did it happen? Asked his father. I threw my new football toward the house, and it went lots farther than it has ever gone before, and then smash. I'll pay for the new window, Dad. That's all right, Kevin, said his father, putting an arm around Kevin's shoulder. Accidents happen. I'm just glad that you came and told me about it right away. As they talked more about it, Kevin told him how he almost didn't say anything about the window. But then he remembered what his Sunday school teacher had said, that keeping quiet is another way of lying. Son, said his father, I'm glad to see that you've learned a lesson today. It's so easy to lie even without opening your mouth. I hope you've learned something else too. When you're tempted to do something wrong, ask God for help to do what is right. Never think you can do it by yourself. And there's a verse in Psalms 120 verse 2 says, deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. So you see, Kevin, he thought, he was like, man, you know what, if I don't tell Dad, you know, maybe he won't even notice it. But really what would have happened is his dad probably would have been a little bit upset with him for not saying the truth, because maybe you don't realize it yet, but as little children, to always tell the truth is a really big thing to do. Like, it's a really good thing to be able to do when you're little, because if you start when you're little saying little lies or not saying the truth, maybe you don't even say anything, but just like, oh, they won't know if I don't say anything. That leads to a lot bigger stuff later on in life. So we're going to have a little object lesson here and see if we can, I don't know how this is going to work, but who all likes ice cream? Look at that nice round ball of ice cream. Doesn't that look really good? Who likes toppings on their ice cream? What do you like to put on? Sprinkles? Chocolate syrup? Okay, well, I like to put salt on mine. So we're going to pour some salt on there. That looks about right. Maybe a little more. You guys like salt on your ice cream? Who wants to come try it? I got some spoons here. Somebody want to come take a bite? Elliot, you want to? No? Why not? You said you like ice cream. Somebody want to come try it? You want to try it? Well, okay. Whatever, I'll try some. A little salty. Quite a bit salty. Let's see if we can cover this salt taste up. Maybe we'll put some sprinkles on here. I put a lot of salt on, so we have to put a lot of sprinkles to cover it good. What about chocolate syrup? Should we put some of that on too? Well, need to shake it up a little bit. There we go. Man, that looks like a good bowl of ice cream. Who wants to come try some? Doesn't that look good? Somebody come try it. Jordan, come try it. Why doesn't anybody want to try it? Lisa, do you want to try some? You want to try some? I don't know if we should go quite that young. Here, I'll give you a... Come try some. Take a bite. Is it good? Yeah? Is it a little bit salty? It's not very good, is it? So, trying to cover up a lie is kind of like this. You know, when we lie, that was assault. It's really nasty. It actually tastes really bad. We can try to cover it up as much as we want by saying another lie or doing a good thing, like he could have maybe offered, you know, Kevin in the story could have maybe offered to help Dad with his chores, or, you know, could have tried to cover it up with a good thing, but it doesn't work. It's still there, and that salt will not, you can't get that salt out of this ice cream. And that's how it is when we lie. Unless we ask God to forgive us and help us forgive our sin of lying, we can't get rid of that. I think that's about all I have. I pray that you guys can learn from this that it's not a good thing to lie. So when you think about lying, you can think about this ice cream, and I was hoping that some of you guys would taste it. It tasted good right at first, but after we put the salt on it, it's pretty bad. All right, I'll have a word of prayer, and then you guys can all go back to your seats. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I come before you today, Lord, and I just pray that you would bless this little lesson that I have here, and just bless these dear children. Lord, I pray that they could grow up to live an honest and open life before you, and just bless each one here. Lord, I pray for Dad as he brings the next message. I ask that you would bless him as well. Lord, I pray this all in your precious name. Amen.